This is Radio Nepal, IMSN. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives meeting postponed for tomorrow after opposition parties demand presence of Prime Minister Balendra Shah in the parliament. National Assembly starts deliberation on government policies and programs. Government approves Nepal Government Regulations 2083. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Central Committee meeting decides to hold its first general convention in Chitwan from 21st to 23rd of June. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against five individuals including Surkhet Valley Town Development Committee's former member secretary Tikaram Dhakal and Donald Trump lands in China for high-stakes meeting with Xi Jinping. Now the news in detail. The third meeting of the House of Representatives held on Wednesday failed to enter the regular business owing to obstruction by the opposition parties. It prompted the Speaker to postpone the meeting till Thursday. The opposition parties demanded the presence of Prime Minister Balendra Shah in the parliament and short speakers ruling for it. Although the parliament meetings were held multiple times, it could not enter the regular business. The next meeting is scheduled for 11 a.m. tomorrow. The House of Representatives meeting on Wednesday was scheduled to hold a discussion on government's policies and programs, which was read out by President Ramachandra Portal on Monday. Discussions on Government of Nepal's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year has begun in the National Assembly. The deliberations on policies and programs have started on a party basis in the meeting today. In the meeting, Chairman Narayan Prasad Dahal informed the Assembly that 8 amendment proposals were received on the policies and programs, including a joint amendment proposal from 19 members. Before that, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, proposed that the National Assembly begin discussion on the government's policies and programs for fiscal year 2083-84 as outlined in the President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament on the 11th of May. Meanwhile, the National Assembly will continue discussing the government's policies and programs for fiscal year 2083-84. Vikram Sambad. The government has approved the Nepal Government Work Division Regulations 2083. According to Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timol Sinha, a cabinet meeting held today at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers approved the regulations. The meeting also approved amendment to Electronic Governance Commission, Formation Operation Order 2079 and the Land-Related 21st Amendment Rules 2083. The government has nominated members of the House of Representatives Sushil Kharka from Baglung and Yogesh Gautam Thakali from Mustang as members of the Public Investment Management Committee. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party is set to hold its first general convention from the 21st to the 23rd of June in Chitwan district. According to the party's parliamentary whip Prakash Chandra Pariyar, a meeting of the party's central committee chaired by party chairperson Rabila Mithani today finalized dates for its maiden general convention. The party was founded on the 21st of June in 2022. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case at the special court against five individuals including former member secretaries of the Surkhet Valley Town Development Committee in Birendranagar. According to CIAA spokesperson Suresh Neopane, a case has been filed against former member secretary Tikaram Dhakal seeking recovery of more than 6.428 million Nepali rupees on charges of financial irregularities involving rental income from shutter shops that was collected but not deposited into the bank. Similarly, the commission has filed cases against former member secretaries Narahari Tiwari seeking recovery of more than 10.428 471 million rupees and Gehendra Bahadur Dangi seeking recovery of more than 7.278 million rupees. Spokesperson Neopane said the commission has also filed cases against Seema Kumari Chand Chhetri, the wife of former accounts officer Hari Bahadur Chhetri, seeking recovery of more than 29.096 million rupees, and former assistant accountant Khadga Bahadur Rana seeking recovery of more than 29.478 million rupees. President Ramchandra Pardal has appointed Prakash Adhikari from Sankhua Sabha as the Federal Parliament Secretary, House of Representatives. The President's office said the President made the appointment upon the recommendation of the Speaker of the House of Representatives and in the line of the Constitution of Nepal. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Susmit Pokhrel has said the literacy campaign in Madhya Pradesh province is not a formality but a significant initiative to bring social transformation and spur developments. Receiving the report of the high-level expert panel on literate Madhya Pradesh province in Janakpur Dham today, Minister Pokhrel thanked the task force for its study and recommendation. A seven-member team led by former Secretary Dr. Ram Swarup Sinha was formed to declare Madhya Pradesh province literate this fiscal year. While the minister emphasized coordination among all levels of government and support from the education community. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha has shared that the government has forwarded reform initiatives along with necessary studies keeping the telecom sector, media policy and communication sector in priority. At a press meet today, Minister Dr. Timmal Sinha said the government is prioritizing key sectors despite challenges in managing everything at once. He said 4G services will continue to be strengthened while 5G is introduced gradually as a government priority. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Bides gaye pari, chinta ki na garne.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line.
Jaha bhaye pani, paunu hos hami sangai.
Call garnus, data chalaunus, sansar bhari sajilai.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna. *14*#dial gari. Wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back now to the remaining news. The Central Investigation Bureau CIB arrested Nepal Investment Bank CEO Jyoti Prakash Pandey on Tuesday night in Sindhuli of alleged fraud and criminal breach of trust linked to telecommunications. According to the CIB, Smart Telecom Private Limited, licensed by the Nepal Telecommunications Authority on the 15th of April in 2013, had its license automatically revoked on the 16th of April in 2023 after failing to renew it. And Pandey allegedly failed to hand over the company's assets and infrastructure to the NTA as required. The government has warned the civil servants engaging in politics may be dismissed from service. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration issued a notice instructing staff to follow conduct rules, stressing that the civil service must remain politically neutral and accountable under the Constitution and Civil Service Act. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Donald Trump lands in Beijing for a high-stakes two-day visit with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. According to the BBC, Trump is greeted on the tarmac by Chinese Vice President Han Zheng as well as flag wavers chanting welcome. The US President is accompanied by tech bosses including Tesla's Elon Musk and Nvidia's Tencent Wang. Before his arrival, he said he would ask China to open up to US industry. The visit was originally scheduled for March but was delayed because of the Iran war. 9 people have been killed and at least 28 injured in the latest Russian drone attacks across Ukraine, local officials have said. The BBC cited the officials as saying the worst hit was the central Dnipropetrovsk region where 8 people were killed and 11 injured throughout Tuesday. On Wednesday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said over 100 Russian drones were in Ukrainian airspace, warning of more attacks throughout the day. Russian officials also reported Ukrainian drone strikes overnight hit a gas processing plant and two other industrial facilities in three regions. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi, Madhya Pradesh, and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while partly cloudy in the remaining regions. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi, Madhya Pradesh, and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the remaining provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting postponed for tomorrow after opposition parties demand presence of Prime Minister Balendra Shah in the parliament. National Assembly starts deliberations on government policies and programs. Government approves the Nepal Government Regulations 2083. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Central Committee meeting decides to hold its first general convention in Chitwan from 21st to 23rd of June. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against five individuals including Surkhet Valley Town Development Committee's former member secretary Tikaram Thakal, and Donald Trump lands in China for high-stakes meeting with Xi Jinping. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.